Wow. Wow.
Frank, you're racist, dude.
Wow.
Okay, we made it through
there.
That.
I could. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. I cannot stop from singing.
Well, welcome to the show, folks. That was a great opener. And I did a monologue. Everybody, please rise and give me a round of applause for the monologue. I could not believe she was trying to sing over me, Frank. That was just wrong.
Well, folks, that was our first guest, Erin. And we were testing her song before the show, and we could not turn the song off. So you got to hear it.
I think she did. You download Chucky first on that one? Because it kept
Holy
going.
Holy cow! I was doing everything, but I was crushing my screen here, trying to get the thing to stop. It would not stop. Anyway, that was Erin Dickens, and she'll be our second guest. And
she will.
Happy
I hope she's not offended by my by about me trying to talk over her singing, but you know it's like, oh my God, what's a man supposed to do?
I can hear you in the background saying all kinds of stuff, but I had no idea what you were saying. Anyway,
oh, it's all about Animal
Radio.
House, it was Animal House.
And I'm Frank, and that guy who was doing all the talking while the music was playing was actually John Dilley.
Hi, how you doing? DEFCON sauces, yes. Oh my goodness! Well, okay, we're in the show, and it's not our normal lead-in music by the Moonshine Bandits. Love them, get them on iTunes. But anyway, now my week has been kind of crazy. I was telling Frank earlier, most of you, if not all of you, do not know. This week has been an interesting week in my life. It's a moment that only people have only a few times in their life. We bought a truck. DEFCON bought a truck. because our Pathfinder, oh, God bless his soul, Haman Ibisco, the DEF CON truck went to the wayside. We're donating it to the fire department for extrication purposes because it's not drivable because the frame is cracked in three places. Now, on top of that, we bought a house. Yes, we bought a house.
Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, well, I thank you for that. It's not something that happens very often in someone's life, but we did it again. And I have not slept. I have not slept since Tuesday night, but I have not eaten since Wednesday afternoon. So it's an interesting – we call this sleep-deprived, but I do have a belly full of beer, and I'm ready for the show. It's a beautiful thing. I'm walking like a zombie. It's like Serpent in the Rainbow all over again.
Well,
what?
John? It's a wonderful world.
It's a wonderful world. Oh, the skies are blue, clouds are white. You know, it's beautiful. Oh. It's a dawning of a new day. I am freaking exhausted.
It's
gonna be a hell of a show.
My birthday. It's my birthday, and thank you for
happy freaking
birthday,
dude.
Yes, thank you. And for a celebration, I went to Royal Farms and bought myself some fried chicken. And
oh,
I drank some beer and had Tostitos. That was my birthday dinner. So that's
No. We drink and we fight and we drink and we die. Everyone raise the glasses to Frank and please clank them amongst each other in the Ethernet. It'll be very nice for him to hear it, even though he won't. But it's nice that you everyone's raised their glasses to Frank.
I have a question. A problem that came up this week when I was in Fresno. Fresno's
you always have issues. You got issues wherever you go. But go ahead, shoot.
But anyway, here's my question. When you drink beer, do you get bloated?
Oh. My urinary tract works 110%. I'll drink a few beers, build up a bladder, piss it out. Continue. Reset, continue.
Well, anyway,
reset, continue.
I went to dinner, and it may have had something to do with I had salmon, baked potato, three martinis, and then I went drinking beer at a karaoke bar with a friend of mine in Fresno. So I don't know if the precursor had anything to do with it. But, dude, when I got back to the hotel room, well, let's just say it was like a tank brigade had entered the hotel.
You're on the Tiger II. You're like Rommel on the Tiger II. Oh, my God. All right.
It was like the artillery rounds were just going off all night long. But anyway, I guess I was probably better, I guess.
But you didn't soil the bed, did you?
No, I didn't. Thank God. There was chocolate
all
on
right.
the pillow, and I laid my head down, and it kind of melted. At first, I thought I did, but it was just chocolate.
All right. My second question is, you didn't rooster tail the toilet either.
No, I didn't rooster tail the toilet.
All right. I got to ask. The upper deckers are upper deckers.
Speaking of rooster tail in the toilet, we should probably talk to the chili guy, I guess, right?
Oh, what an entrance. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's push this button here and see if we can get our first guest. His name is Wes Carlson. He is a chili cook-off champion, and I pressed this button here, and hopefully we'll get Wes. Hey, Wes, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm here after that intro or not.
Oh, my God, it sounds like he's on a walkie-talkie in the movie in the show MASH. I mean, where's the audio?
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a regular cell.
Oh God, you sound like you're transmitting from North Korea. Oh dude, and Frank, you know better, man. Now, where'd you get your phone? Walmart? I mean, oh come on, dude. I'm the only one that can talk on this show. This is crazy stuff.
Wes,
my Lord, I'm from New Jersey.
Hey,
oh, my God. This is horrible.
Wes, I tell you what. Wes, call back in because we've got a bad connection. It does sound like you're at the vehicle. Maybe he's in Syria. Are you over there where they're bombing Syria? Call us back. Hang up and call us back.
Oh, God. I feel bad for Wes. But he did sound like Kim Jong-un told him to give a call in. I did still, God.
Oh well. What else is going on?
This is gonna be a fucked up show. You notice the show's fucked up already. I mean, the lead in music was to die for, and I can't wait to talk to the singer. And I got to apologize to her for berating her song, but I'm not berating it. The lead in song was not the right song. We pissed off the lead in people. You can't win. You're not allowed to win in life. You're never allowed to win.
Well, it's been one of those weeks. I mean, what are you going to do? So, anyway.
Dude, this is like Twilight Zone shit. This is like, I'm looking for a Rod Serling to peek around my kitchen.
speaking of that, Rod Serling, when I was on the airplane, you remember that one where the guy, I think it was.
You were the Captain Kirk on the plane. You saw the gremlin on the wing?
I was looking out the window. We were going through a thunderstorm. I could have swore I saw one of those gremlins on the way.
You sure it wasn't? You sure it wasn't William Shatner?
In the old movie, it was. Hold on, I think we got Wes.
Well, no, but no, on the wing. Okay.
On the wing, I got it. Hey, Wes, let's try again. Are you there?
I'm here. Is this better?
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. You made it below the 38th parallel. I'm very proud of you. Oh, man. Wes, how you doing, dude?
Good. How you guys?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think both of us are sleep-deprived and all kind of stuff, but I'll tell you, this has been the most interesting beginning of a show we've had yet. It really is, and I'm glad to have you part of it. Now, you are a good friend of Mad Mike Freeman. Are you not?
Yes.
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 And he's a man amongst men. And he was unable to attend this evening because he's doing a chili event thing. He's like the MC down in, I think it's South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he's in Belton, South Carolina.
There it is. And when he couldn't make the show, you were the first person that came up. So that means he holds you in very high esteem. Now, that's an honor.
Well, Mike's a good guy, and I'm glad to be a friend.
Yeah, and as you should be, and I'm glad to be his friend and Kat's friend and the whole thing. But now I've got to ask you. Now, I mean, not everybody. You got some vegans out there, which are whatever. But chili, what got you into the whole chili thing? I mean, what made you want to really start doing competitive chili? People cook it in their kitchens, but you have to take that glorious step into compete with your chili. What got you into that?
Well, 30-plus years ago, they had a local one here in Rockford, Illinois. And we got into it because they had free beer for the contestants.
Okay.
And we happened to win.
That makes sense.
The first one. By the way, that was the last year of the free beer, but, you know.
Imagine that.
But no, that got us into it, and then we just started going around and meeting a lot of people around the country.
Sure.
And chili cooks are fabulous people.
They are. I will attest to that. Yes, yes. Have you been to the WCC? You're an ICS person?
I'm ICS as well as Cassie.
Oh, great, great, great. So you met Carol then?
Yes.
She's awesome. Yeah, okay.
Yes,
so we did the WCCC, I think it was in Charlton, West Virginia. Oh, God, it had to be 4 or 5 years ago. And we had an absolute ball. Carol's good people. And
yes.
The whole chili group is – and chili has a very – there's a very good parallel with the hot sauce industry as well. It takes a certain kind of a person to want to do this competitively. It's not like you wake up in the morning, I'm going to be a professional chili cook. No, you really got to work at it, and you've won. You've won a lot of stuff. Explain some of your awards. I mean, people have to know.
Well, I have I'm a 2004 Chili Verde World Champion.
Right.
The next year, I was third place in red chili.
Okay. And that's a tough one.
And the year after that, I was fourth place down in Texas at the behind the store cook-off.
That's something to be said for that. Okay.
And
you haven't looked back.
I have cooked competitive chili in all 50 states.
Nice.
Sometimes more competitive than others, but you know.
Alaska and Hawaii. Those are the two. Like Alaska. Explain the Alaska trip. People got to know this. Chile and Alaska. It's just an oxymoron, dude.
Well, it was in conjunction with the Alaska State Fair, which was early September.
Okay.
And it snowed, but that weekend we actually did Alaska, Washington, and Oregon in the same weekend.
That's crazy. They're not next to each other. Alaska's way up there. Those are three large states. Alaska, mm-hmm. especially. That's way out. It's like you can't get there from here. It's like Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Hey, wait, can't you? You can actually see Russia from there, can't you?
Yeah,
oh,
from,
stop
yeah,
it!
We can see
don't even
the,
go. No, no politics on the show.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I got
keep
a question.
People still up your ass,
somebody,
dude. just no
text,
politics on the show.
Somebody just texted me and asked a question and wants to know, what the hell is ICS and how do you become a member of ICS?
International Chili Society.
Yeah.
And go to chilicookoff.com, and it explains everything in there, gives a list of all the cook-offs coming up and tells you how to join the membership.
So do you have to like pass some kind of like a fraternity type thing where you have to cook something to get in, or you just pay your money?
No, it's totally inclusive, dude. I bet we've been going to the North England Regional Chili Cook-Off, NERCC thing in Summers, Connecticut for, oh my God, I think this is our ninth year in a row. The people come in and they compete. If you win, you get a ticket to go to the World Championship Chili Cook-Off, wherever it's going to be in that year. You're in. You got your vote. But you can make the crap out of your garage for 20 years and then all of a sudden go in, and if you win, it's like getting the golden ticket in Willy Wonka, dude. You get a pass to get into the big deal. You do, and if you if you get in there, that's kudos to you, because you're going to be well known now. Even your first year, it doesn't matter. You could be 10th year. It doesn't. You get in there, you're known. And Wes will probably attest to all this.
First place for red chili at the World Championship is $25,000.
Wes, let me ask you that. Okay, so I don't know anything about chili. I don't know anything about a lot of things, but chili especially. So what's special about, how did you win? I mean, can you give us any secrets as to how you won the red chili?
He made good chili, Frank.
Well, red, any chili, you have to have good spices.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's no beans in chili,
nope.
In competition chili.
Right. Really?
And you have, yes, we're trying
Frank,
to get
Frank,
back
Frank, Frank
to what
Frank
they
is a greenhorn. You have to get,
okay.
You kind of have to run with him for a little while. It sucks.
Well, we're trying to get back to what chili was made when it was on the chili trail.
Right.
Okay.
Or when they were driving cattle to market back in the, 1800s, 1700s, whatever.
Okay.
And they would make the chili out of the infirm cattle. They'd kill them and put all the meat in the chili. That would be the one meal a day that the hands would eat. And what they would do is they would make beans every day and serve it on the side.
On the side, exactly, yeah.
Because if you put beans in from the beginning, they'll turn mushy.
Yep.
Beans were actually added to chili during the Depression to make it go further.
No kidding. So this this is going to be another stupid question, but I'm full of them. So
you're good at this. You're
I'm good at this. I'm real good at this. So this is why I can do a radio show, because I can ask stupid questions. So you said red chili. So my first thought is red beans, but you're telling me there's no beans in it. So what makes it red?
Red chili peppers.
Yes.
Ah. Aha. Uh-huh.
perhaps a little, a little paprika, perhaps a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But the spices you use, a majority of them are it depends on your mix. Mine, a majority of mine when I make chili, I'm no pro guy, but mine like paprika and soy, they're red. It just gives it. Plus, beef is not green, or shouldn't be.
True. All right, so now let me ask you, if I make a pot of chili, I always put beans in it. So if that's not chili, what is it?
Well, I mean, it's homemade chili.
Right.
It's a home style. And like I say, it's not competition. But beans is good. If I ever make it at home, I always add beans.
Sure,
because I like it.
I mean, especially now. Do you use a pinto or do you use kidney? I like kidney beans.
In red, I'll use a kidney bean.
Yeah, kidney beans because they're hearty. They got meat. They got a lot of meat to them, and you can actually put it in the chili. They don't really turn mushy if you know what you're doing. They're not crispy, but they're not mushy either.
Right. If you use it that day and the next day, they don't turn mushy.
Right.
All right. So let's talk to the stupid guy again. So there's red chili. Okay, what are the other categories? Brown chili?
Chili verde. The green chili.
Chili verde.
Chili
verde.
That is
a green chili, generally made with pork. Can be made with chicken, but it's a white meat chili.
Okay.
And you use a tomatillo, which is a green tomato, and green chilies.
Cool.
Yeah, tomatillo is one of those vegetables that shouldn't exist, but nature made it so.
Yes.
it's an odd vegetable. I don't think it's a fruit.
It's kind of like you and I, John.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're like,
we should
like,
not exist,
you?
But we do. Blame our parents for that one. Oh, but no, chili verde. Now, the chili verde, the grand champion, the big one is the red chili. The green chili is coming up in the ranks, but I don't think it's ever going to surpass the red chili and the following of red chili. Red chili is chili.
That's what everybody thinks is red chili is, the number one.
Right.
Personally,
right.
If I go out to a Mexican restaurant or whatever, I always order green. I just love the flavor of green chili.
No kidding.
Now, now this is going to probably piss off a chili guy, but when I go to dinner, I always like to order the white chili. Is that in competition? Is there such a thing?
There is not a white chili.
That's racist.
In competition yet.
Well, I like the white chili. The white chicken chili, I always get that. It's very good. I'm learning here. I don't know anything about this ICS stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just did. So consider yourself learned.
I am learning. I'm learning a lot.
There it is. There it is.
How often do you do chili cook-offs? Are you still doing it on the circuit, or are you a judge, or what do you do now?
Well, I still do it on the circuit. I try to get qualified every year. More and more the last few years, I have been chief judge at a number of contests. As a matter of fact, the last 5 years, I won't be there this year, but the last 5 years, I've been chief judge at the New England Regional that Mad Mike runs.
Right.
Okay.
That's a fun show.
It is.
Mad Mike right now is in South Carolina doing an MC group thing, but I got to give him a shout out because I told him I would. And the New England Regional Chili Cook-Off is, what are the dates? We got May 6th. And it's at Pleasant View, 452 South Road on Route 83 in Somers, Connecticut. It's kind of out in the boonies, but it's a really cool part of Connecticut. Everybody thinks Connecticut is being Hartford or something like that. No. There's backwards Connecticut as well. But it's if you want to check it out, it's Chili, chilict.com. And that's Mad Mike's. He's been doing that show forever. And this will be our ninth year going in it. DEF CON always shows up to that because it's a boatload of fun. You can meet a whole bunch of amateur cooks, and one cook gets the Willy Wonka ticket to go to the WCCC, the World Championship Chili Cook-Off, wherever it's going to be during the course of the year. I think it's a very cool operation.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's very, very good. Very well run.
But
I got
one last stupid question for you. So,
oh, God.
Everybody, you know, when they make chili, you make homemade chili, everybody, at least in my neighborhood, all the guys are like, oh, I made my chili hot. Nobody can eat it. Now, when you go to these competitions, is it about the heat, or is it about the flavor, or is it a combination of both, or are there different categories for heat versus flavor?
In competition chili, it's always about the flavor.
Absolutely.
All right.
And one way that everybody can get flavor is by using white chili powder.
There's also another one that there's another little thing, but I'm not going to.
Now see, white chili powder is actually from a pepper that grows in the jungles of Costa Rica, and it grows underground just like white asparagus.
Yes.
And when they pull it out and dry it, and grind it up, it has a granular consistency and it tastes like salt.
But it's chili.
Well, but now, Wes, you have to understand something. You told Frank all this information. His head's going to explode right here. When you hear Costa Rica, he's trying to figure what state that is in the union. He's not quite sure. Is it near Washington or is it near Iowa? Costa Rica probably threw Frank off the ledge on that one. You blew his mind.
It's near Chicago, right?
That's right.
Where they make pizza wrong. Yeah, that's the one.
It's a little island out in the middle of Lake Michigan, so.
he's a youper. He's a coon ass. You know? Oh my God.
Well, Wes, do you have a website yourself that you talk about your chili, or do you just promote the chili guys?
I just promote the ICS chili, chilicookoff.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, would you mind us putting your whole name up there so people can friend you on Facebook or no?
That's fine. Sure.
Okay. Frank, have at it.
Hey, I'll put your link on our web page. And actually, you know what? He friended me, John. So if he friends me, he can friend anybody.
You have friends? When did that start?
Wes actually friended me last week. So that's cool. Anyway, Wes, we appreciate you.
I think I became his first. So.
You may have been. I mean, Frank's been a virgin with friends for years. I mean, nobody wanted to friend him. It's great stuff.
I did learn a lot. I did not know that chili in competition has no bean. I did not know there was no such thing as white chili in competition. I didn't know that beans were thrown in during the Depression. So, hey, I got notes here.
Frank, there's a reason I'm on this show. I am here to educate.
I'm going to join the ICS and see if I can get in this chili stuff.
There you go.
Wes, you got to watch out because he's going to come in with the secret panko. The panko.
Yes, panko.
He's going to get that's his secret ingredient. The panko. Here's a buffalo and a jalapeno. Now the jalapeno is not bad on pork chops. I'll give him that. But
is it yes?
The man must be learned. Perhaps you guys can talk in secret, be super secret, go in the closet together. Tell him about chili. Please tell him about chili, because Frank is clueless on chili.
I am clueless on chili. Wes, Maggie is
going into the shower right now, going ready to go to work, and she goes, tell Ponko.
Wes, thank you for joining us. Everybody check out Wes. When I post his Facebook page, your page is going white.
You're
going to
get slammed, dude. And the best part is most of our listeners are from Vietnam. That's so bizarre. It's bizarre. It's just, oh, my God.
Okay, very good.
All right, Wes. We'll talk to you later.
Wes, thank you. And Mad Mike is proud of you for stepping up to the plate on this one. I'll tell you what.
I'll post Wes Carlson's Facebook page, and I'm going to now switch over and play a little Aaron Dickens music, and this time let's hope that
this is the lead-in music. Oh, the lead-in worked well the first time.
All right, hang tight, everybody. Aaron's going to be joining us here in a second. And by the way, if you can read, you'll see that Aaron actually is a vocalist. He was one of the Manhattan Transfer founding members. You know the Manhattan Transfer. No shit.
You're shitting me.
No, I'm not shitting you.
You didn't tell me this.
Well, you didn't. All you have to do is read the damn intro.
You didn't ask.
Anyway.
Oh, you big dummy! What do you? Oh my God! Now Stanford and Son. Now you big dummy! Oh my God!
All right, I want to play one of Erin's new songs on her new CD that just came out actually March 17th, and she'll be joining us here shortly. So hang tight. If I can get this damn thing to work, I pray.
All right, Lamont, spin the track.
The song is called "I'll Be Your Baby Tonight." We'll be right back. And that was Aaron Dickens Guyon. And how are you doing, Aaron? Welcome to the show.
Hiya, Cookie. How you doing?
Cookie. Hey, I like that. Say hello to John. Cookie number two.
Hi, John. You boys sound out of control already.
No way. You know what? I have to kind of make myself nice now because my sister's name is Aaron. It's not a common name.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Well,
there
Aaron,
you go,
Aaron.
It is Erin, right?
Erin, yes.
Yeah.
Aaron,
that's my sister's name.
Did you hear our intro to the show?
Oh.
I did. It was It was lovely. I mean, just lovely.
Oh, my God. we screwed up everything. I'm sorry we messed up your song.
Wait. Where did we come into this? I'm calling in from Jersey, dude. There's no we with this. We screwed up. No. I sat there. I tried to the intro music. I tried to explain to people this wasn't the normal music that came into the show. But blame it on me, God. It's good.
Well, what happened was, and she knows this. She's in the recording industry. When we started the show, we always do like a sound check to make sure all the tracks are set before the show. And I hit your song, "Wonderful World." Just before the show started, and when I tried to turn it off, it wouldn't turn off. so your song led our show in, and we were talking all over it, so we apologize. But welcome to the show. How you
there
been?
You
How
go,
was just looking? Two and a half years ago. Do what?
That's Elliot Randall playing. That's Elliot Randall playing on
Elliot Randall?
From Steely Dan.
From Steely Dan.
That's his guitar work on that track.
Wow.
Don't know much biology.
There you go, baby.
Well, for those who don't know, Aaron is actually one of the founding members of the Manhattan Transfer. And John, by
I'll tell you what, I found that out tonight. I think that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of not bad, right?
No, there's no downside to that. I mean, a founding member of Manhattan Transfer is something to be said for.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
Coming from Jersey.
It was 2.5 years ago you were on our show, and you had just come out with your CD. I believe it was called, Java Jive? Is that right?
Yeah, was it that long ago? Wow, Frank.
Yes. That's amazing, I know.
Now, listen,
he has a habit of bringing up everybody else's age but his.
I gotta interject something here. I don't know if you've discussed this or not, because I haven't heard the whole show, but what is up with the bacon cheesecake? You scared me on that one.
Oh. Thank you, Aaron. I love you. Oh, my God.
He did it twice.
He didn't learn the first time.
That is going to be my new signature dish. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. It is the best thing I have ever made, and it's so easy to do. I mean, you got to get used to cooking on a grill and a smoker, to cook it, make sure you don't burn the bottom. But it's fantastic. You want the recipe, Aaron?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. I'm not fat enough. Bring it on.
Jesus Christ, bring it on. Don't never tell him to bring it on. Oh, God. He'll show up with a hockey mask and duct tape. I mean, oh, God.
I'm following that on Facebook, kind of going, he's really not doing this. Is he really doing this? He's really doing this. And then I saw the final product. I couldn't believe it. But
a smoked cheesecake, that should not happen. Nature did not have provisions for this. No, they did not. Pepperidge Farm does not remember.
When you make the cheesecake part of it, do you put less sugar in it or you put the normal amount?
No, the normal amount. If anybody wants to know, you take Philadelphia cream cheese, you take 4 8-ounce slices of that, and you pour in a cup of sugar and four
There's
eggs.
There's so much wrong with this.
You blend it all.
Four
up,
eggs, yeah.
I made my crust out of chocolate graham crackers and panko.
The panko, yeah. Get a panko in there, yeah, of course.
And then I put, I put cranberry sauce with a mixture of a little bit of red wine, and threw bacon on top. And I'm telling you, it's savory, it's hot, and it's sweet.
No, bad, evil, bad. No. You're like the girl that crawled out of the well in The Ring. No, this should not happen. Bad, evil, bad.
I pushed the envelope, let me tell you. So anyway. So.
All right. Well,
you have a cheesecake, you have 7 days to live. No, this is not a good way to make cheesecake, Frank. Your clientele does not stick around for more than a week.
All right, you're just jealous. Let's talk about.
I'm just jealous.
And her new CD. The CD is called Vignettes. And
Vignettes,
the music. Yes, thank you very much for sending me all the tracks. And you want to tell us a little bit about it? It just launched March 17th, I believe, right?
Yeah, it just came out.
Very cool.
Quite the labor of love. And I don't know why I thought of this. You know, one might, you know, question my sanity, but I decided to do each individual track with one cat only. And so we recorded all over the world. You know, that song you just played, the Bob Dylan tune, I did with Danny Levin in Austin, Texas. And I did one with A.J. Croce, Jim Croce's son, in Nashville. And
I did
one with Elliot Randall in London and David Friedman in Berlin. You know, actually, well, he lives in Berlin, but he came. We did it in Miami. So it's like kind of
the world. To me, the Croce connection hits home. The Croce connection, yeah. Jim Croce was freaking awesome. Oh, man.
Oh,
isn't that so cool? And A.J. is like, this will make you sick. He's like 45 and has two kids. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I knew him when he was like, you know, really? How old am I? Oh, ah! You know.
But don't worry about it. Eat his cheesecake. You'll be the girl in the ring crawling out of the well. You can eat the cheesecake all day long. You'll live forever. You know, it's, oh, God.
I'm telling you guys,
if you're missing out on that. So, are you in Europe right now, by the way? Because I saw on your website
your European tour.
You're home, okay.
I got a dilemma. I have a dilemma now.
What?
We got foodies on the phone. So, Easter's coming up next weekend, and we've got a lovely family, and one of the nephews decided to do Easter. And you know, everybody in the family chimes in, and, oh, we go, okay, we're doing all the, we'll bring this and that and the other. And I sort of got in the loop late and said, you know, can you make all the sauces? We need a gourmand to really do the sauces. And I don't know what to do. I have only one idea, so I need ideas from you. How about I send you
some of my sauces, you bring it to Easter, and then blame it on me?
Well, I might do it. But here's what we've got. It's pretty straightforward. We've got leg of lamb. Or racks of lamb, actually. And we've got chicken on the grill.
Yep.
Mashed potatoes, which is really limiting, because what do you want on that? You want regular gravy. And roasted root vegetables and then other stuff. So one thing for sure I'm doing is a Thai curry sauce, because great on the lamb, great on the chicken.
Yep.
Right?
Now, the mashed potatoes seem to be left out on this.
No, I've got to make a regular gravy for that. Because
not a regular gravy. Why go regular? When you can do something different.
All right, that's why I'm asking. What would you do?
Okay. We have dry rubs as well. We have a mild and a hot garlic. Garlic and mashed potatoes is freaking awesome. I don't care who on the planet you talk to, they will agree if they've had it. If they haven't had it, smoke cheesecake to them. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. But that's not the issue. They're bringing the mashed potatoes. My job is to make the gravies. So, to make the sauce.
Okay, you want to throw them a loop where they can't figure it out, and they love it.
Well, one of the things I thought I would do is I can get a nice lamb demi-glaze at Wegmans here.
No, that's pre-made. You don't want pre-made. No, bad.
Well, no. The demi-glaze is just the basis. You know, because I'm not going to be able to get to the pan dripping. Then I make the sauce from there with onions and whatever it seasons.
I get it. I'm old school too.
So that's
one way
to go. You know, or I could do, you know, I could do, I don't know. I could do.
Okay, this is not a one-way street. This is a one-way street, but it's also a highway. You got four avenues to go one way. Okay, let's expand the knowledge here. We have a thing called the smoky dust. Now, the smoky dust, it can be put into your store-bought demi-glace.
Unless I cook my own leg of lamb, which I'm not interested in doing, so.
Well, whatever. Put the smoky dust in there. It has almost a buffalo wing flavor. But it's like a 10X, almost like a confectioner sugar powder. It blends with everything. You don't need much, and it will set off the dish because people won't. My God, this is delicious! What is that flavor? Nobody can figure out what the flavor is because who ever heard of a buffalo wing flavor in a demi-glace? No one. You can be the first.
Listen to them.
All right.
I'm being honest. I'm on Facebook, or I'll give you a Jay Dilly or John at DefConSauce.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be more than happy to send it to you. Try it out before Easter. Try it out, and you tell me. If you don't want to use it, you don't want to use it. That's fine. I want you to at least try it.
We should swap our seasoning. I mean, you know I do that too, right? I have a whole line of herbal seasoning.
I did not know that. See, Frank doesn't tell me anything. Frank goes, these are all guests,
like,
and I deal with them. That's what I get.
All you're doing over there is talking about your DEFCON sauce and your rub. I was going to tell you that she had some seasoning.
Oh, you were going to tell me. Well, this thing, we had it lined up for a couple of weeks. You could have told me before that. Oh, but wait, that makes too much sense. Never mind.
No, but I mean,
this is like the Odd Couple here. This is like, oh, my God. Oh. I'm talking to Jack Klugman over here.
The other thing I do is Herbe de Provence, like a chicken gravy with Herbe de Provence and lemon, which would be so beautiful and sweet and, you know, light and pretty.
But you got to stick them with a flavor they can't recognize. They don't know where it comes from, and they can't quite place it. That's what wins the big deal. It's like, this tastes delicious, but what is that flavor? That's
well,
what you want after
you
make a dish.
I've got a couple suggestions. You could try our feta,
smoked cheesecakes.
our feta spinach panko. That would go good with
the
panko.
Try what?
My feta spinach panko. Hey, by the way, speaking of that, Aaron, I got a question. Is it panko or panko? Is it panko or panko?
It's panko.
Thank you. We win. U.S. wins. USA.
It's panko. I mean, it's Japanese. You know, the Japanese might say panko.
No. Bad. No, it's panko. Panko's like that's the guy in Chips, wasn't it? The Hispanic guy, the panko, wasn't it? Poncho, same freaking thing.
This is the true story. I actually got involved with this product, and I was calling it panko for 6 months. And then I met a Japanese man who was very offended because he said, oh, no, it's panko.
Right.
Panko.
And that one dude made you look like a fool.
But in this country, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who calls it panko.
Go to Walmart. Ask everybody in Walmart, how do they pronounce it? Panko. It's going to happen. Yeah. If you find some guy on a penny farthing bike with a drawn-out beard with a bird's nest in it, the hipster, he'll say panko.
Yeah, probably
so, Aaron, tell us, since you brought it up, talk about your spice company, and all your flavors. Tell everybody about that, since we haven't talked to you in 2 months.
Absolutely.
Sizzle and swing. It's a line of herbal seasonings that I developed primarily for my own selfish reasons, because I'm touring all the time and I'm traveling a lot when I'm home and I don't have time to cook. So I put these beautiful combinations together.
That's awesome.
Are all really beautiful, fresh, all natural, sugar-free, gluten-free, the whole bit, hand-blended herbs and spices, some spices like lemon rind and pepper and stuff.
Well, hand-blended, so there's some skin in there, too.
Yeah, well, you know, on a good day. And they're delicious, and so we use them for pretty much everything. You know, you get home late after a gig, you know, you want to make something with a Tuscan rub. You don't really feel like pulling out, you know, like the fennel and the orange rind.
Right.
And, you know, so I've got them all blended and they're beautiful. And we've been doing really well with them. In fact, I'm going back to Atlanta in June to do a big presentation. I just was at the Coconut Grove Arts Festival and did a presentation. It was really fun too. I used all the seasonings and did a food presentation and sang Croce's tune at the end of it. So that was a hoot.
Very cool.
That was fun. So we're going to do the same thing in Atlanta at America's Mart in end of June, which will be way fun. And I'm digging it. It's like it's a nice aside to the music. You know, they kind of go together when you think about
Absolutely.
It. I mean, I don't know any musicians who aren't good cooks, and we all love it. And, you know, so I'm happy about it.
I'll tell you, Aaron. Aaron, I'll tell you what. We're going to be swapping stuff because we've got about four or five rubs on our side, and I'll be more than happy to swap out.
There you go.
I'll give you my critique. You give me yours. That'd be great.
There you go.
And
if
that's sizzling and swing, you want to add any Ponko Panko to your line?
No.
There you go. But I have one flavor. I have one flavor that is so strong, and I use it as a crust, like on racks of lamb or on like salmon. And it's called Amazing Glaze. It's so strong that you've got to cut it with Ponko or Panko.
Why is it so strong? What's in it to make it strong? I'm curious.
Well, the flavors are so powerful: ginger, mustard, cloves, honey.
Oh, you're okay. You're going nose style. All right, that's cool.
Yeah. So when you put that on a piece of salmon, you've got to cut it with some breadcrumbs, you know, or else. Like, welcome to my seasonings. You know, you can't even taste the meat.
Well, Ponko is great for that.
There you go.
I have questions. So you're having this get-together on Easter, which is what? It's only, what, a week away? Yeah, it's a week away. Would you like to have a savory cheesecake for your Easter?
Oh, Lord almighty. Oh, my God.
Listen,
cast me away.
Philly. I don't think we need a savory cheesecake.
You sure?
Tony,
Frank, that was a get thee behind me, Satan moment. That's what that was.
Tony, my husband Tony's here in the room. He thinks his family would be speechless. Which he says would be a bad thing.
Well, you know, I'm only about 30 minutes away, so if you get desperate and you need something, a dessert, just give me a call. I'll bring it over.
Frank, you just blurted out words that, if you're ever desperate, look me up. That's fantastic stuff. Wow.
Oh, God. Well, what are you cooking for Easter? What are you cooking for Easter?
Me? I'm thinking about cooking bunny.
You'll leave the bunnies out of this. Don't mess
bunny.
With the bunnies. Don't mess with the bunnies.
Yeah, don't mess with the bunnies. You can cook the bunnies in the fall when we're not thinking about the bunnies.
I'm a big bunny person. Never cook the bunnies.
He's got pet bunnies, so he can't hang out with Glenn close because she'll cook his bunny.
That's yeah,
right.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, yeah, nice.
Rack of lamb is good. Rack of lamb on the grill is going to be good for us. That's going to be great. Chicken on the grill.
That's a yummy.
Personally, as
lamb goes, either go for the shank or I go for the crown roast. Those are my two things of lamb. Those are the ones I like.
I do love the shank. And they're doing the mashed potatoes, but you know what? I'm going to bring some Israeli couscous just because if you wanted to put the curry on it or the lemon herbs gravy or something, it gives you some other choice other than mashers.
And also, if you brought the Palestinian couscous, it might blow up. So it's good going the Israeli. That's good.
But
yeah, there it is.
Right?
There it is.
Very good. That was a good line. All right. So that'll change it up a little. You want to talk about your CD? If everybody wants to go check out her CD, by the way, it's www.aarondickins.com. The link is right here on the show, DICKINS.com, aarondickins.com. Anything you want to tell anybody about the new CD?
Oh, it just
CD
came out so great. I played with some of the most famous musicians in the world. I mean,
it sounded
Elliot
very
Randall
awesome.
Steely Dan, and I mean, it was such an extraordinary experience and labor of love, and each of these guys just put in 200%, and it's a beautiful CD. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I think it's the nicest thing I've ever done. So I hope some of your listeners will come grab it or take a listen. Come on my website or hear it. I'm also on SoundCloud.
What's the website? Where do they go?
AaronDickins.com. Yeah.
Aaron, he does not listen. How many times did I say it? I said it three or four times.
I did listen. There's no hurt in saying it one more time there, Pally.
There's nothing wrong with it. We're going to just answer his question every time. AaronDickins.com.
Right. Right. There it is.
It's on Amazon, and it's on iTunes, and it's on CD Baby, and it's, you know, you can find it for sure. But
I mean,
it's
just by your presence tonight, you took over our lead in music. I mean, it was an amazing thing.
It was an amazing thing.
Yeah. And we wouldn't stop, well, Tony. They started with Elliot's tune and they couldn't turn it off.
It was funny. That was funny as hell. Oh my God, that was awesome.
And by the way, Aaron,
I'm
gonna close out the show after we're done yelling at each other. I'm gonna close out the show with "We'll Be Together Again," which I thought was appropriate for an ending song because we will be together again every Friday night. 9
we will
o'clock,
be together
but,
again. Absolutely, my friend. Frank,
thank
great
you
to
for
talk
joining
to
us.
Happy birthday, my friend. Nice to meet
Aaron,
you.
Aaron, contact me either Defcon Sauces or John Dilly on Facebook or John at Defcon Sauces, whatever. Send me the address. I'll send you all of our dry stuff, and hopefully you do it in return. That'd be great. I love trying other people's stuff.
There you go, my friend.
All right.
There it is.
Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
Have a great
take
night.
Care.
Thanks for having me on, man. All right.
Love
you,
darling.
Bye.
Okay, ciao.
All right, everybody, check out her website, erindickens.com, and the link is right here. All you do is like, click it on the show link, and it'll take you right there. And we're almost out of time. What a show. Wow.
We're on Ponko time.
Ponko time. And anybody wants my recipe for my cheesecake? I know I blurted it out very quickly. You can contact me at Facebook.
Yeah. You know...
I'm telling you, you guys don't know. That is a fantastic dessert.
Stop it. It's my signature dish.
I'm telling you.
That's great. And some people can't sign stuff right. I get it.
Thank you for everybody's response to our request for guests. I can't believe after tonight's show anybody else wants to be on, but we are booked solid through, I think, middle of June now. So.
Right.
Thank you very much for everyone.
We're doing something right. I don't know what the fuck it is, but we're doing something right.
I don't either. Whatever it is, it's working. And the Vietnam people, they love it. The Vietnamese are just all over our show, so that's cool.
Well, they say Ponko.
I guess we can go. Everyone, we'll see you next Friday night at 9 o'clock. We have two new guests lined up, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I forget who it is, but I'll be posting.
Same bat time,
later.
Same bat channel next Friday, dude.
And don't forget, if you're listening now and your friends say, oh, darn it, I missed the damn show, we always have the replay. The replay is always at greatideasradio.com, and I guess that's it. I'm going to cut out of here.
And you'll know because it'll have a smoking cheesecake when you get the – oh, God, you know, oh, Jesus.
Sprinkle with Ponko.
I'm out. The Ponko. The Ponko. Good night.
No tears, no fear. Remember. Don't let temptation surround you. Together again.